The Red Shirt Interviews podcast is a production of the Red Shirt Geeks. Find us at redshirtgeeks.com, where every expendable hero has a home.
Shut up, Wesley.
Red Shirt Geeks.
Hide behind the mound of dead Barnes.
Red Shirt Geeks.
I'm Laz D, the pseudo Kiwi.
And I'm the illustrious Patrick M.
And in this episode, we're talking to special guests from Geekonomicon, Ian and Juliana McCrae.
Right here on the Red Shirt Interviews.
Red Shirt Geeks.
All right, Red Shirts, welcome back for another fantastic episode of the Red Shirt Interviews. We have the organizers, the fantastically talented organizers of the Geekonomicon, which is coming up in December. We have Ian and Juliana McCrae. How are you guys doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
Great, thanks.
We are really good. So we found out about this con probably, I'm going to say, 8 weeks ago, maybe 3 months ago. We were doing a lot of spin-up work with SciCon Tampa, helping them do a lot of promotional work as well. And they said to us, hey, look, guys, you know, we got this con coming up in December. It's in Mississippi. You know, I mean, who puts on a con in Mississippi? I'm like, I got to find out about this.
December's a good time, so compared to up here.
Yeah, well, I've been in Louisiana. I've been down in Louisiana in the winter, and I know even then it's a pretty warm place to be. But, like I said, we were asked to come and talk to you guys, and we couldn't be more than happier to do this. So why don't you guys tell us a little bit how all this sort of started? What gave you the idea to run your own con?
Well, see, that's exactly it. Who does a con in Mississippi?
Well, there's actually some small cons in Mississippi,
what I was gonna
and
say.
They're really nice.
That's what I was going to say. It's just we've seen a lot of different cons, and we thought, you know what, we can do this.
And part of it was going to other events and other places and recognizing people from where we live. And it's like, why are you all the way over here? It's like, well, because we need something to do there, too, not just the once a year that we have. So we decided to do the other side of the year.
Well, that's, I mean, again, it was just like we looked at everything and thought to myself, well, you know, we were to the point where we were going to look at coming down. We're in the process of trying to see if we can get some of our own team down to the con.
Not the team that you're talking to.
No, the team who actually has time to get away from their respective locations. Myself, I'm in Eastern Virginia. Patrick is in
Ohio.
And so, yeah, we're in the process of trying to see if we can get somebody down there. And we've looked at the guests you guys got you have coming. I mean, for a first-time con, and please, you know, we mean this with the absolute the most sincerity and praise. It's an amazing list of guests coming to this con. We've talked to Richard Hatch, you know, and we've been through a lot of the cons that he's been with, and to see him coming down to Geekonomicon, we're like, that's amazing. That's just amazing. You know, we also saw that you got a lot of stuff coming over from some SciCon Tampa. You got Sam Elliott coming in. Steve Elliott, my apologies, as the MC. You have done an enormous amount of work in such a short amount of time. What has been the response from the people that you've approached to come to the con?
Do you mean the guests or the possible attendees?
The guests.
At first, it's a case of they go, where? And then they're intrigued. They ask, you know, what else is there? And we tell them about the casinos and everything and how we actually have a pretty vibrant economy down on the coast. And then they get curious.
Right.
And it's, curiosity is what actually got it. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're just looking at the guest list. And I mean, some of the ones that, you know, that have been highlighted for us, you know, I would say have been Gigi Hedley from Hedgley from Fryscape, Richard Hatch, of course. And we've seen also here Miles, is it Doliak from American Horror Story?
Yeah, Miles Doliak. In fact, we're here in front of the theater right now where he just premiered his new movie, The Historian.
Oh, fantastic. And excellent. That's, yeah, we were actually just looking at some of that before the show. So, and what did you think of it? Was it a really good movie?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was very well put together, very thought out.
I guess it goes down to show, you know, that a lot of times some of the best movies you can see are indie movies. So, you know, it doesn't always take a huge budget to do a fantastic movie. You know,
it's really true.
Yeah, you know, we were looking at some of the things you're looking at doing during this con. One that really stuck out, like, you know, to me was the Guinness record for the most steampunks. That I'm really hoping that you guys pull off, because that just looks amazing.
It's kind of surprising. As we were putting this together, we just got more and more steampunks, more and more interested in it, and so many wound up coming groups just saying, oh, we're going to be there. Oh, we're definitely going to be there.
And it grew on its own accord. And Canon Tawet, so one of our steampunk guests, actually really went above and beyond the call of duty and rallied the troops. And they have been amazingly well-networked and an amazing source of support.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at we're going back down to the guest list, but the sheer number of people that have signed on is amazing. And looking at the, you know, you've got people coming in from cosplay. You've got a lot of print guests. You've got artists coming. You've got the Actors Workshop with Richard. And you've got also the Bloody Bombshells. I've actually just been doing some research on them as a recent graduate from Full Sail University. So that got my attention. Plus the fact that you've got musical guests that's coming as well. I mean,
yeah, we got Cogsdale coming in from Orlando, Florida.
Right. And just, you know, I hope we can definitely get some people there, because we've got to see this firsthand. It looks amazing. One thing I've got to ask, and this is something that I knew I had to throw in there at some point in the interview, and I want to get it out there now, because this is something that Mina brought to my attention. She knows that we are gamers. We are rabid gamers. And she's like, she says, you've got to talk to Ian. He's known as the zombie game master. All right, tell me all about it. I am.
Is that a good moniker or a bad moniker? Just curious.
Zombie game master is kind of a weird tale. One of our guests, Eric Dupree, who does special effects makeup, he needed a model. And I said, okay, sure. It's a free ticket into a con, and he's going to make me up as a zombie. How hard can it be? 6 hours in a chair later, I'm all made up, you know, full prosthetic face mask. It just looks incredible. And I'm wandering around this convention, and people are, you know, stopping me, taking pictures. And I really got to kind of feel what the pretty cosplay people feel like, that put all their time and effort into a costume. I kind of got it by just sitting still for a while. And so I'm done up as a zombie, and I'm walking around, and Julie finally turned to me and goes, you know, that should be your thing. You know, you're a game master, you're a zombie, you're a zombie game master. And it kind of stuck ever since then.
And gaming is how we met, because we're both original gamers, so to speak. The blue box of death from D&D was
the first
we both started with, so.
Yeah, well, again, if that was where I started, the original first edition, I think, but it was the edition that you just mentioned, and it was I still remember the first character I ever ran was a fighter, and I was probably the worst gamer ever. I had no imagination. Of course, I was 10 or 11 years old, so. So, you know, again, you know, we're looking at seeing all this come together. And, I mean, are you guys looking at having actual games during the con?
Absolutely. We've got a really good-sized gaming area. We're going to have some Warhammer 40K tournaments. Magic tournaments. I think even Pokemon tournaments.
Yep, and we're going to have a video game room. We're going to have actual RPGs going. There's going to be a good variety. The whole middle of the con is gaming.
Oh, nice.
The middle of it is gaming.
Yeah, see, now that
now we want to come down really bad. Yeah,
that's that was something I would travel to Mississippi for. You know, I remember my brother-in-law said to me, you know, because he had lived down there for a number of years, he was in the Air Force as well, and he was like, he's like, it's a really cool place. I'm like, yeah, but I don't like the hot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just, you know, look, I mean, I survived Arizona, but that's about it, mate. I'm sorry.
It's all
yeah, it is.
Yeah. Here you breathe it.
Yeah, my wife grew up in New Orleans, so you know, she's kind of the, well, during the summertime you kind of have two states. You have air conditioned and swimming while you walk. And yeah. I thought to myself, oh great. So so yeah, I mean, definitely everything it looks that we've seen on the roster for this con looks just, I use the word amazing. I know I'm overusing the word, but I can't wait to see how this gets pulled off, because, you know, again, we've seen some things that are coming through from SciCon, including the full-sized Cylon Raider, I believe it was.
Yeah, and it drives.
And that's right. And the TARDIS.
Yep, we're getting a TARDIS from there. We're getting a lot of other large props coming in from Florida, and it's going to be fascinating to see how it all comes together, and B, how we're going to Tetris it all together, because that's a lot of different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it's going to be like, especially that thing trying to roam around the aisleways, or at least trying to make its way around the con.
Oh yeah, you should have seen the face of the woman who manages the Coliseum when I said, "Oh, by the way, we have a Cylon Raider that would be driving into the display area," and it was definitely a Kodak moment.
I'm sure take a moment while I allow you to pick your jaw up off the ground.
Since you like gaming, here's a little something that just came up. Lou Zocchi is going to be one of our gaming guests. He was the one who designed and patented the 100-sided die.
Amazing.
100-sided die. The first person to put out the little jewel dice.
Yeah, yep. Got it. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Patrick, do you not still have that 100-side die that you had from when we were teenagers?
No, my entire dice set unfortunately took a walk during an incident about 7 years ago.
Oh no! Well, I still remember. I mean, I could see it was yellow.
I told the kids to see if they can find that dice bag and recover it for me, but they haven't found it yet.
Yeah, it's probably lost to the annals of time. But this is amazing just to see the kind of pedigree of people that are coming to the con. We just want to thank you guys so much for taking time. I mean, it was probably an enormous amount of things we could go through, but we do appreciate your time talking to us, sharing with us what's going on with this event, and we cannot wait to see what comes out of it in a month's time.
Great. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us. We appreciate it.
I do have one other question real quick. Is there anything else that we haven't mentioned that you specifically want to cover, or have we gotten everything that is important about this con?
We're going to be a new model. We're going to try for a large scale relaxicon. Instead of degrees of separation, you actually get to shake the hand of the people you're getting autographs from. The possibility of eating with them and just relaxing. We're even going to have a bonfire.
That sounds awesome.
We're putting personal back into it a little bit.
Let me share a little piece of wisdom that was actually passed on to me by a former guest, which was Jack Stauffer from Battlestar Galactica.
This will take a while. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes. The man can talk and I can listen. But one of the greatest things that he passed on to me that would, you know, and something I never really paid attention to but now he's mentioned it, I do it all the time. And that is the way you have a really good con is that your guests engage with the people that are there. They're not just there to collect the fee, sign a few autographs, maybe shake a few hands and take a couple of pictures. They are there to interact and to find out what it was that drove that person to watch their work or to take an interest in what they did. So I really hope that you guys are successful in that, because ultimately I think if you can bridge that gap and make it feel like it's just one big get together between old friends, you're going to be immensely successful.
It is our goal. We want to make sure this is something that when people walk out the door, they go, wow, I can't wait till next year and, you know, hang out with my friends, play a game, get a signature, eat a meal. You know, that's what we're going for, is you want to come back.
Exactly. And the dates on this is going to be December 12th through the 14th, correct?
Yeah, December 12th, 13th, and 14th.
That's okay. Right, and that's going to be at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum and Convention Center in Biloxi, Mississippi, because apparently that is where the action is in December.
At least it'll be warm there.
Ian and Juliana, thank you again so much for being our guests today. We hope to talk to you again soon. We will definitely keep in touch and we'll let you know more about what's going on. And as we get an opportunity, we would love to talk to you guys more about everything that you do.
Well, right, thank you.
And we look forward to talking to you again soon and hope you get to make it.
Wonderful. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Our Ian and Juliana McCray have been our guests here on Red Shirt Interviews. Again, check out their Geekonomicon Con December 12th through 14th. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks. You have a great night.
Red Shirt Geeks!
And that's all the time we have for this episode. Make sure you check out the con at whynotgeek.com.
Since you forgot to mention it during the interview, because it's you.
I know.
Also,
terrible host.
And check us out at redshirtgeeks.com.
Shirt Geeks podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International license. Permissions beyond the scope of this license may be available at redshirtgeeks.com.